This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Microsoft stock is in probably for an early pounding after the company late Monday reported profits that were hurt by the shift of software to the so-called cloud and limp demand for desktop computers. Its stock is down 7% in pre-market trading, something else hurting a company with Microsoft's global reach, the strong dollar, which shrinks profits when siphoned back from overseas. Apple and Yahoo are among other tech companies reporting quarterly profits today, where we may also see the corrosive effect of the strong dollar. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
A stronger dollar means a weaker every other currency. So if you are a company selling a lot abroad, being paid in weakening currencies, well, that's not good for profits. Larry Goldman is a partner at Analysys Mason.
Internet-driven technology, the cloud, app-based companies, and so forth, their expenses are very, very concentrated in the U.S. And their growth opportunities are elsewhere. They struggle the most with the rising dollar as far as U.S. tech companies go.
For investors following every earnings report, this can be a worry. But the bigger concern for tech companies themselves is less the dollar's strength and more the reason for the dollar's strength, the weak global economy.
Sales, even in yen in Japan, are very, very weak, maybe 1%, 2%, maybe flat. In euros are going to be similar range, maybe 1%, 2%, 3%.
Andrew Bartels is an analyst at Forrester Research. Weak sales abroad in weak currencies abroad make for weak growth for U.S. companies selling abroad. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.